Welcome to Morning Light Meditations. I'm Jennifer Ruth Russell, a spiritual mentor, a songwriter, and an author. I want to invite you to an amazing event. The solstice is coming up on the 21st of June. We're going to have an entire day of retreat, igniting your joy, letting your phoenix rise into your ascension, and coming out of the isolation of COVID to join together. I hope you join us. Information's below, in the description of this meditation. Prepare yourself for today's meditation. Have your journal with you and light a candle. And wherever you are, enter into your Holy of Holies, your sanctuary. Wouldn't you love to stay in a state of grace, no matter what's going on? This meditation gives us the key to staying in a state of grace, which will always reveal the truth to us. Today's meditation comes right out of Mother Mary's Healing Circle course. This beautiful spiritual practice cannot be done halfway. Mother Mary says that you can't be lukewarm about your ascension. In order to progress, you need to step in with full commitment. This is your precious journey, beloved. You are becoming a full Christed being, a God-Goddess. Grace is a gift. It's the capacity to listen to the power of spirit and consciously and positively reject the influences of the outer world. And that grace enables you to become the fullness of itself. Grace is staying in the silence within, no matter what you are doing or what is going on within your life or around you. This beautiful gift comes from our universal divine mother, Sophia, and it moves through the Holy Spirit and allows us to discern and to find out what is right and true. Grace is eternal, and yet it can be a short-lived activity unless we woo it, we invoke it, and call upon it. Without it, we miss opportunities. It keeps us ready for visitations, for guidance, for our ascension. Being in a state of grace means that you are alert to hear that still voice within and receive the beautiful divine messages. It heightens our intuition and our ability to listen to it. Mother Mary tells us that if she had not been in a state of listening grace at the instant Archangel Gabriel chose to come and give her the message of the coming Messiah, she would have missed him. Wow, that's how important this is. So let's begin to deepen in that beautiful state of grace together. So I invite you to come within your heart. Breathe deeply. If it helps you to put your hand on your heart, I like to put one hand on my heart and one on my belly, just to bring me into the body, into that sacred heart oneness. And allow the breath to be long, beautiful in its fullness. It sounds like the ocean. And recognize the majestic presence I am. right here within your heart. Let it take over every cell, atom, and electron in your entire auric field. Allow your whole body to relax. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, beloved Archangel Michael, intensify your protective pillar of pure light substance in through and around each one of us. Charge it with your invincible protection, all powerful and impenetrable. And Mother Mary, we call upon you, beloved. We meld our heart once again to your heart. We ask you to give us that non-verbal instruction within every part of our being about how to stay in a state of grace. Beloved, come into the stillness of your heart. Receive grace. It is a gift from Sophia herself. To you already. It is a space that allows miracles to blossom in your life. Repeat after me. I am listening grace. I stay in listening grace. I am the open heart and the listening ear of grace. I am ready for visitations from the angels and the ascended masters. I am listening grace. I am the open door of listening grace. I receive messages easily. Call upon you, grace, fill every part of me continuously. I am listening, grace. I command every part of my being to stay in listening grace. I am continually in a state of grace. I receive guidance for every step of my ascension. Thank you for being with me today for this morning light meditation. What is your spiritual focus today? Make sure you write it down and come back to it often. May you have a blessed day.